About 150,000 bicyclists and pedestrians took over a 6.3-mile stretch of Wilshire Boulevard for Ciclavia between downtown and the Miracle Mile yesterday. That's fewer than the number of those who biked in Ciclavia a couple of months back on Venice Boulevard from downtown to the beach. Kevin Roderick is with us now from LA Observe to talk about the successes of the event and some things that perhaps came up short. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
So thumbs up, thumbs down. What are we hearing today?
Well, I'm hearing everything good, almost everything good, and yeah. I think that's because the day was longer. There was 2 extra hours. The route was spread out in the sense that they used both sides of Wilshire Boulevard, and so there wasn't the crowding at intersections that there had been a couple of months ago on Venice Boulevard, where you really heard some people who were upset. But I still heard a little bit of complaining from people about the walking zones. And I think there's some hardcore bicycle rider types who feel like there's a little bit too much walking you have to do at Ciclavia.
When you say too much walking, you're talking about people who have to get off of their bikes to walk their bikes.
Yes.
Do you think, I mean, I'm thinking this is number 7.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we as Angelenos now looking at biking differently because of these events?
I think a lot of things are leading people to look at biking differently. But I think Ciclavia has that special ability to reach across cultures and across age groups and across the geography of the city and sort of bring in a lot of people. I mean, there have been hardcore bikers, you know, riding on midnight rides, you know, through the city for the last several years. Ciclavia is a big thing. And I think you hear more and more people taking part in it, talking about it. They're eager to have it come to their neighborhoods. Going along Wilshire Boulevard out as far as Fairfax, that was a bold new territory for Ciclavia. And I think a lot of people responded to that because, you know, it opened up places like Hancock Park and yeah. Windsor Square and the Miracle Mile, Koreatown, to this event. I saw people riding across the Wilshire Boulevard Viaduct through MacArthur Park,
oh, yeah.
which is an area, it's a very nice street. It's the newest segment of Wilshire Boulevard to ever been, but didn't open until the 1930s. But you see the lake there. People were having fun. This is an area that 10 years ago was thought of as a really kind of a dicey,
like
high
a blighted,
crime
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to see people from all parts of the city riding through MacArthur Park on their bikes.
I know, Kevin, you've written a book about Wilshire Boulevard. This is like the Grand Boulevard of Los Angeles.
Indeed.
I mean, are there areas that people perhaps haven't seen that maybe Ciclavia helped hone in on?
Well, I thought it was very interesting to see people in this downtown stretch. We see it in movies and TV commercials all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But here you had thousands of people partying in the street down there. That was interesting. A lot of people seemed fascinated to be walking over the Harbor Freeway, and they would stop and look down at the freeway there. And I think it's just a place you cross that bridge in your car a lot and maybe in a bus, but you're not there on foot or on bike a lot. And I think that was surprising. But then the next stretch after that, near MacArthur Park, it's a part of Wilshire Boulevard that wasn't built to be part of Wilshire Boulevard. They took over a street called Orange Street, widened it, renamed it Wilshire Boulevard in the 1920s when traffic was truly choking Los Angeles. And people were out there, kind of wandered around, and it had a great feeling.
The next one is set up for October, I believe.
Yeah, sometime in the fall, and it's being described by the organizers as back downtown or back in the, you know, in the central city, mm-hmm. the old route that they used. They haven't actually revealed the details. That's always something that people who are fans of Ciclavia wait for. Where's when the map comes out and they're yeah. specifically told where they're going to be able to ride. And that hasn't been said yet. But, yeah, it's going to go back downtown. Now, the question going forward is, how often are these going to occur?
Yeah.
This one, you know.
Who makes these decisions?
So, well, there was just one in April, and now we have another one in June. And for some people, that might start to be too much. But, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out down the road.
All right, Kevin Roderick joining us from LA Observe. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.